their own origin story. And so I hope that you were fascinated. One of the reasons that I was terrified about this was the what they call the cranioencephalogram or something like that, the scary mind-reading helmet that can see your dreams. And, of course, they're in this wonderful black and white, low-res, like security camera. It's like the old Fisher-Price Pixel Vision camera. That's what your dreams look like, apparently, according to this device. And when you have the ancestral memory, or whatever they are, then there are these bugs swarming on Mars. My ancestral memories are just people in straw boaters going, cheerio, well done on the three-legged race. Something like that. I've got that image in my mind. Oh, our family peaked there. I close my eyes, and all I see is these gentlemen in striped trousers. And I don't know what they're enjoying. Some kind of park. They're in the park. And I don't know what they're having. A fruit? Like a pear? That seems like an old-timey fruit. Fruit's gotten better. Boy, they have fruit now they didn't have before. That's because they didn't have some of the food dyes they have. There weren't as many blue flavor fruit. I don't ever see that one in the wild too much. They say it's blueberry, but it's not. Blue is its own flavor. And it's wonderful to have synesthesia, because then you don't really have to make anything a particular flavor, I guess. And that's their rationale for making all of the crunch berries taste the same. Now, I'm not going to prove it to you. I've already done a video where I eat them, and they really all taste the same. So that one's blue, that one's red. They're all going to be different flavors. You know who put that in your head was lemon, yellow, orange, or whatever, that company. That the yellow bits of cereal were going to be lemon. They're not going to, you think they're going to go to that trouble? See, I would do, so if you got a bowl of cereal, you got yellows, greens, reds, what have you, right? So we'll make them lemon, cherry, strawberry. No, make every one of them taste like lemon, cherry, strawberry. Do you follow me? That way there won't be any variation when you eat them. Otherwise, you say, oh, boy, oops, all lemon. Now, why are you talking about this? Seems like nonsense. No, because it has to do with art. And it has to do with the whole being contained in the parts. And this is actually a very profound thing. So the next time you're eating Captain Crunch, say, oh, I'm very sophisticated. I'm eating Captain Crunch or what have you. Think about it for a minute. You actually are being quite sophisticated in your thought, because that's about, like I said, I forget what branch of philosophy, but it's one of them, one of the lower ones that's easy to get on. Some of those branches are philosophy. I wouldn't even go out on a limb. They're delicate. You break it, you fall, you plunge. And if you plunge intellectually, it's like if you die in a dream, you die in real life. If you die in academia, you die in real life, in a way. So if your ideas are wrong, splat. I feel like that with the radio show, by and large. I think, what's my legacy going to be? None. That's right. I'll have to deal with that anyway. So it's nothing dealing with it professionally. Dealing with it, you know, your actual mortality. That's fun. So just skip ahead and do that and stop worrying about your career. As long as you're making money and eating and everything like that. Also, you don't have to, you can live in a really rattier place than you do. Well, I like a nice, everyone likes a nice place. But you don't want to work yourself to death just to because you say, oh, I like carpet or I don't like carpet. It depends when you're living. I don't know. I have a time machine. Sometimes fancy people have carpet. Sometimes like, gross, who has carpet? I have hardwood floors. Hardwood floors, that's for the poor. Isn't that weird? It's when you are. Really, that matters as well. I'm just glad you're with me. I'm not even pretending. Oh, my goodness. I think, essentially, I'm a gentle soul. Delicate. Vulnerable like a Dalek. inside, the inside of a Dalek, the creamy middle, the little calamari inside the armor. And that's me inside the kettle. Ooh, there's a little octopus in the kettle. That's how they got the inspiration for the Dalek. And then stuck a plunger or a whisk in the end of the kettle.
Well, look at that.
It looks like an alien.
It looks like an alien.
And that's how they did it for the Doctor Who. I wonder if they got that from me. Because I think I'd done that in the 50s. And now I'm thinking back. Because Doctor Who is what? 64 or something like that? All I know is Doctor Who accidentally killed Kennedy. And he didn't mean to. And then, can you imagine that? You got Doctor Who and you got to complain about that. You know, oh, the Kennedy assassination stole my thunder. How much really are anybody going to have sympathy? But look who it worked out better for. Who'd you rather be, a Doctor Who or a Kennedy? And yes, some of them are disappointing. But some of them are pretty awesome, like David Tennant. So I just think it's what you do. Oh my goodness, my heart. My swells knowing that I have friends like you. Are we friends? I think we are. And I'm up for not putting it up for a vote, if that's anything. Oh, bless you so much for listening to me. I'm Hardy White. You're listening to Miracle Nutrition, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County, or online, WFMU, Rockland County, New York City, New York. Did I say that? And online, WFMU.org, worldwide. And it's such a blessing that you're with me, and I'm going to do that thing that makes Scott so happy, where I just end right on the one-hour mark. And why is that important? Because of a little deficit one way or the other, and you're lining up all the shows, somebody is not going to... I don't know if you've ever followed Clay, but it used to be, I was like, oh, my show's actually 50 minutes. That's good. I mean, I'll have to do less. Well, bless you. I'll see you next week.
for you and I, boy. And believe me, it's confusing me. I'm afraid to say let's make up and all's forgiven. But something tells me I'm headed for heartbreak. So please, I'm praying that this time, this dream that I visualize. Tell me, are you really ready for love, boy? Or is it just a lonely talking again? Are you really ready for love, boy? Or is it the lonely talking again? Now the time before, when we got together, you promised you'd be forever true to me. But all I got from you was lots and lots of talking. When I fulfill your needs, you won't up and leave me. Even though you know I'll let you come back. Tell me, are you really ready for love, boy? Or is it your
walks, I like the way she talks, and she turns me on with a special concern. Now I'm a different guy, and I don't compare to many. But next to her, I'm plain ordinary. Not many can see the light blue aura that surrounds the girl wherever in the world. She's a 9, a 10, a 25th, and she's bittersweet and a taco treat. She's great.
And I like it. Just the way she is. Walking down the avenue.
She's strange.
Always doing something new. She's the kind of person everybody knows. She wreaks distinction from head to toe. She's my Twilight Zone, my Al Capone. She's my Rolling Stones and my Eva Peron. Yes, I like it.
I like it.
The way she wears her hair, yeah.
And I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
In room 1, 2, 3, she's elusive, you see, like the invisible man in drag. And when you come to meet her, you'll never agree that she'll be waving a skirt as a flag. Like a cold in October, she'll take you right over. It's not mean to be facetious. And that look in her eye says you're the guy she plans to spend this evening with. She's strange.
And I like it.
And I like it.
She's strange.
Just the way
just
she
the
is.
Just the way she is.
Strange.
Walking down the avenue.
I like the way she does that.
Always
she
doing
did.
Something new.
Llegaste, la tristeza se hizo feliz. cuánto tiempo se va y nunca regresa. Te doy todo mi calor. Te doy todo mi calor.
We want to welcome you to the Center's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. If you are tired and weary, a little worn, you might find something in this broadcast to help you on your way. We invite you now to stay tuned for this glorious gospel broadcast, the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. On the W, the F, the M, and the U.
I'm going to have